And now let's return to the Political Cesspool with your host, James Edwards.
All right. Just in case anyone's forgotten, our guest is Craig Boddicker, the great filmmaker of A Conversation About Race. Craig, I was wondering if you were going to be attending the Political Cesspool's church service in the morning.
You know, I plan on doing my best to make it there.
Okay, well, I can't remember who's preaching tomorrow, whether it be Bill or Eddie, but one of the two. It's going to be a wholesome message, nevertheless. I want to get back and thank Mishko from Voices of Reason Radio Network for his call. They do a great job over there, and we thank them for their support and their friendship. But, Craig, we only have a couple of waning minutes left with you before we have to move on, and I wanted to give you the opportunity once again to plug your fine work and let people know how they can order the DVD documentary, A Conversation About Race.
Well, thank you so much. You can go to the website. It's aconversationaboutrace.com. And you can order by credit card, or you can send a bank or postal money order right to the office, and we get them out right away.
I'm upset that you still have PayPal.
You know, I've had a couple of people say that, but, you know, I know you're dealing with the devil and all,
No, it's not that. It's not that. In fact, we used them for 3 years. It's just that I'm jealous because they canned us. They found out about us, and they didn't let us. They didn't like that.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how much longer my days are with them. I try to, you know, follow the lines that seem to be shifting every day. So, you know, sooner or later they might ban me as well.
Well, we'll let you know where to go after PayPal because we had to find an alternative. We still could collect donations online, by God, just not through PayPal.
Yeah, I see.
So there you go. But, Bill, final parting thought for Craig Boddicker.
Well, we're looking forward to the next documentary, Craig, or your next film project. Is there anything you want to talk about what you've got in the future as far as your next cinema release or what you're working on now?
And if you make a sequel,
I got to be honest with you, I have not made the decision yet as far as what the next project is. I've still been kind of actively involved in marketing A Conversation About Race, and I haven't quite decided yet which direction I want to go with the new film. If I want to do something more of a feature length, I think it might be time for a feature right now to tell some of our stories in a different way.
Well, Craig, let me suggest that if you make a sequel. If you make A Conversation About Race 2, a great place for you to go to get your subjects would be South 3rd Street in downtown Memphis.
And why is that?
It's diverse.
It's diverse?
No, it's not.
Which
diverse.
Means 90% non-white.
Well, I mean, actually, one of the areas I went to in Denver was similar to that. But I think I know what you're saying. I think it makes for better interviews.
Hey, you know. Just trying to do my part here, buddy.
Hey, in my movie, if you notice, that a lot of the white people in the interviews, I hate to say it, but were pretty boring. I mean, it was the same old stuff that we've been just taught over and over again, where a lot of the black people, at least, were pretty interesting.
They were candid.
They're parroting. You know, they're parroting what they hear, what's expected them to say. Now, that's one thing you can say about the black community. They're going to be animated. They're going to be characters, and they're going to give you something that's good for a movie anyway.
Right, exactly.
So there you have it. Thanks so much, Craig, for coming back with us. We look forward to your return, and let's try to put our heads together and figure out, what Eric Holder's up to and how we can contribute to the conversation he wants us to have.
Well, I'd
and,
sure like to be
what
a
we
part
can do
of that.
To become less cowardly.
Yeah, because I don't like to be a coward myself, and I'd like to do what I can, you know, to meet his definition of, you know, a brave man.
We may elect you as our spokesman, Craig.
Okay. James, thanks so much for having me, guys.
Hey,
thank you, Craig,
and we're going to send a copy of your DVD to Eric Holder.
Oh, please.
You take care, my friend, and we appreciate it. A Conversation About Race.com, everybody. Check it out. Craig Boddicker, great man. We're going to go back to the phones in just a moment. The number, again, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to have kind of an open mic hour during the third and final hour with your hosts, James Edwards, Bill Rowland, and Eddie Miller. A lot to talk about. Call us up, 1-800-313-9443.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, 1-800-313-9443. The phone lines are once again lighting up. Boys and girls, we must be popular. We must be saying something right, because about 99% of the folks agree with us when we speak common sense. People agree with common sense if they're rational. And thank God we have rational listeners. What else is going on in the world tonight? We spent the first hour talking about something encouraging, the sovereignty movement. We spent the last hour talking about Eric Holder, conversation about race, Bobby Jindal, the Republican Party's hip-hop makeover with their black chairman, and other things. And we're going to talk about a mixed bag during this third hour and see what kind of trouble we can get into. One of the things, I think it was you, Bill, brought up earlier, might have been Craig Boddicker, our great guest. We were talking about in having this conversation about race. Well, you know, we can't expect people to, pay their mortgages if they're non-white and things of this nature. Did you catch this egregious example of what we're talking about? A bus driver who bought an $800,000 house wants the taxpayers to bail her out. Now, she's a Mexican, and she bought it with her husband, who doesn't appear in the video that we have posted on our website. But judging by things, it's a pretty good guess that he doesn't make much more money than she does. Now, while two people thought they could afford a house costing close to $1 million on two lower blue-collar incomes is never explained, but this Mexican wants Obama to stop all foreclosures until she can sell the house for what she paid for it. Now, that might sound far-fetched, But listen to what's going on in Houston. Houston City Council wants to pay off credit cards for people with low credit scores. All right? So Obama is talking about trying to help keep bus drivers in their $800,000 houses, and now the City Council of Houston is actually passing legislation that is going to give people, some people, and you can guess who, up to $3,000 each in order to pay off their credit card debt. Now, why do they want them to pay off their credit card debts, you ask? Why are they giving certain people $3,000 to pay off their credit cards? Are you sitting down? So that they can go in and qualify for a mortgage. Okay? All right? Here's the story. Houston taxpayers could start footing the bill to help first-time homebuyers pay off debts and improve their credit scores under a proposal before the city council this week. The, quote, credit score enhancement program, end quote, will give up to $3,000 in grants to individuals who are trying to qualify for mortgages through the city's homebuyers assistance program. City officials say that some applicants fall short of eligibility by only 10 or 20 points on their credit scores, and paying off some debt balances can quickly improve their numbers. Eddie, you could sign up for that, couldn't you? Couldn't you use $3,000 extra?
Well, you know what? I certainly could. I remember Halloween Day of 1980, we moved in this little doghouse I'm living in. We signed it for $39,500. So how many houses could you buy? Well, how many of these houses could you buy for $800,000? Y'all do the math. $850,000, whatever it was. But, you know, that money that they're going to give to pay off the credit cards, that's just going to go back into the big banks. And I know y'all know that our country is run by, you know, these international offshore banks now anyways. They're just going to get all the money, you know, the rest of what little dab of money is left out there.
I want to know how much those bus drivers make out in California or wherever she lives. You know, I've got to get out there and get a job as a bus driver if they can afford an $800,000 house.
How did she get approved for a loan for an $800,000 house if she and her husband work these blue-collar jobs? Now, there's nothing wrong with being a bus driver, but a bus driver shouldn't be living in $1 million home. Now, you got people like Eddie Miller who work their butts off and can barely pay their bills, and then you got these deadbeats in Houston getting grants so they can pay off their credit card. If you can't pay off your credit card, all right, I'm not even going to chase this rabbit, but listen, Bill, who do you think is getting these grants? Let's just cut to the chase.
Well, of course, the minorities are going to get the grants because they're the ones who have defaulted on their loans. It goes to the, you know, it's interesting that during World War II, the Nazis had an economic program that when Germany was in debt to all these other nations of the world, there was a German economist who discovered that you do more business the more money you owe. So Germany deliberately went into debt with countries in order to do more business with them. So now the credit card companies are following the Nazi example of economics, and they're doing more business with the people who default on their loans. And, of course, the burden of this debt falls on the mortgage payers who do pay their mortgages.
Well, this is one of the reasons we're in such a big economic crisis right now, particularly the housing industry, is because they're giving all these loans. They because of affirmative action, they can't deny people, they can't deny minorities who don't qualify for a loan from getting a loan because they'd be called a racist. And then,
There's more to it than that. The banks and the finance companies were gambling on the probability that if they make a loan on a house that is $800,000, that house would gain in value by so many percentage points a year. Now, of course, that's come to an end. Houses are dropping in value. So these $800,000 mortgages, even if the banks foreclose on the mortgages, they can't sell the houses. So they're doing everything they can to prop up these deadbeat mortgage holders to try to keep them going until property values go up again, and then I can guarantee you they'll start foreclosing.
Ton of callers on the line, gentlemen, many of whom have been waiting for quite a while to be with us. Tim in Michigan, you're on the air.
How you boys doing tonight?
We're hanging in there, brother.
Well, I just wanted to call in. I'm a new listener, and I'm going to start supporting you guys financially. How about that?
Hey, we could sure use it, and God bless you for that. Thank you.
I want a free membership to Shark Hunters.
We can make that happen. Shark Hunters is a great organization. Check it out, folks, at sharkhunters.com. Yep. I'm a member. I'll tell you more about it, Tim. Send me an email.
Let me tell you, I'm fascinated by it, and the fact that I could donate to you guys and get a free membership is like a twofer. It's bonus.
It's all, hey.
They're all Shark Hunters. I just wanted to make a comment. You know, I grew up in an area that's pretty rough, and I've seen things that most people haven't seen in our generation, or they're just now starting to see. And, you know, I used to always, you know, you got the self-hating white people who will consistently throw a kid on a bus that they would never in a million years throw their kids on. And right now things are starting to come full circle. They're starting to see even Hillary got hit with affirmative action. And most of these Africans that people sit and yell and scream at and get upset over, you need to understand that Eric Holder, these guys in power, even Obama, they don't have real power. They have power to do what they want to do. They have power to harass white people to a certain extent, and I think it's actually a good thing. Because John McCain could have gotten to office, and he might have been doing the same thing, and a lot of white guys would give him a pass. I mean, Patrick Buchanan probably would. And a lot of them are even more destructive. And so it's about time they woke up. It's about time they got it, and they're going to get it. Because in 1965, before I was born, this country was 90-some percent European. What's the actual number, 93, 94%?
It's about a third more than what it is right now. And that was, as you mentioned, just within the last 30, 40 years.
Now China's 95% Chinese, or like 97%. If China would try to make itself non-Chinese, it would probably collapse the place. That's just common sense.
Yeah. Well, this goes back to the old saying, you know, China can be for the Chinese. The Congo can be for the Congolese. You know, all non-white countries can be for the indigenous population, but the white countries must be for everyone else.
Yes, but what we need to understand is that blacks didn't invent this rule. Mexicans, no one's flooding Mexico with non-Mexicans and giving them affirmative action, special rights and privileges, free health care, and now free credit card payments and free mortgage payments. White countries are doing that. White, and let's face it, there's a lot of white guys in Congress and Senate. There's still a lot there. And you know, the best we can do is Patrick Buchanan saying he's upset at that blacks are committing crime. Well, they've been doing this for decades now.
Yeah.
And it's not getting any better. But the thing that I'm trying to make a point is, if you guys are on a bus with me and it's a third white, on a bus that's a third white, you're going to have a lot of self-hating white people. You're going to have a lot of Obama stand followers, or whatever you call them, the Talibama, which is pretty funny.
Yeah.
I should take your hats off on that one. When that bus gets down to 10%, which is what we are in this world, there's no such thing. I've seen a kid get on a bus, say he was Navajo and wasn't white. You wouldn't want to have been that kid.
Yeah, Bill, I don't find anything with what Tim's saying that I can disagree with. What do you make of it?
No, I don't disagree.
If I was on a bus that was one-third white, I wouldn't expect to get off alive, but that's just me.
I've been on many buses that were. I comment on a blog. The reason I found out about you guys is I comment on a blog all the time, which is Bob Whitaker's blog.
Oh, yeah. He's a great guy, good friend of ours.
And my name is Tim, and I always comment on his blog. And he's always posting my stuff and stuff like that. But he told me about you guys, and I started listening just recently. And I decided I'll start supporting you guys because I don't really support many organizations because they don't make this point. But it is simply a white problem. It's not anti-racism. It's just a code word for anti-white, invented by white people with a handful of Jew handlers. And there's quite a few of Hebrews in charge, let's face it. But, you know, Vladimir Putin dealt with the Hebrews very ruthlessly, you know, right out of London there.
Desperate situations call for desperate measures. And I'll tell you, if you've been reading Bob, you know, Russia could be the key to white survival. And they're doing a lot of things over there that I think we should employ over here.
Well, let me tell you right now, the difference between us and them is we're surrounded by oceans of Mexicans. They're surrounded by a landmass with millions and millions and billions of people that want to come in. White people have the whole top of the planet at 10% of the population, and we're surrounded by outrageous weapon systems.
That's right. That's
so
right.
So it is kind of ridiculous, but the Chinese and all these other groups will point that out to us. We have on all the nice land. What are you doing?
Hey, Tim, set tight. I want to revisit what you're talking about right after this next break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back in the political cesspool right after these messages.
Someday the mountain might get up, but the law never will.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
Bye. Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
And now let's return to the political cesspool.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. We're going to pick up with what Tim was mentioning and some of his very astute comments. But first, I want to turn it over to Bill because I know you wanted to respond to what Tim was saying.
Well, Tim was saying something about the land in Russia, the Russians controlling this vast expanse of land, and the Chinese eyeing all of this land with envy. Well, the thing about that is that, you know, the Chinese have lived in the same area without really pursuing conquest throughout their entire history, except for the period of the Mongol Empire. And that wasn't China, that was the Mongol Empire. The Mongols actually conquered China. And I think that we have to take into account that the Chinese historically have put a very low value on life. And so life being expendable in this country, there was no reason to pursue a better life elsewhere in the sense of colonizing areas that were considered uninhabitable. And much of that land mass that he's talking about, that Tim's talking about, is uninhabitable. But, you know, the Chinese are not really expansionist in terms of area, in terms of territory, the way the Japanese were in the Second World War. The Chinese are more interested in the cultural hegemony of their country over all the other countries of Asia. That is, there's a very strong nationalist spirit in China, and that spirit is to improve the land that they have, improve their own wealth, rather than trying to conquer other countries, in which they've not been successful. Same is true of India. India is not never been an expansionist people. They've never been an expansionist race of people. They were conquered by the Aryans. They were later conquered by other people, a Muslim group. And so, you know, they absorb people rather than try to take over other areas. So, you know, if the Chinese trying to, infringe on Russian territory, they would be unsuccessful, the way every other empire has been unsuccessful in conquering Russia. So, you know, I salute the Russians, and I hope they hold on to every acre.
I got a lot of acres to hold on to. And, Tim, I just wanted to hold you over to thank you again for the call and for making such astute observations. And thanks for being a new listener, and we certainly appreciate your support.
Okay, I'd like to make a couple comments about China. China right now is in a cycle where they've expanded, but they didn't expand through the normal channels of expansion. They've expanded financially all around the world, and they're doing a brilliant job of locking up long-term contracts. But typically China goes through these expansions, these commercial expansions, and they always have a centralized bureaucracy. But as you go through expansions, your centralized bureaucracy gets so large, it's not centralized anymore. And then the old debates come up. And the old debate between China is between rural and coastal. And now the coastal has a lot of power financially, and the rural has not as much power because a lot of them are farmers. And they're in this debate now, and it's becoming pretty hot. So
but again, their problems, they internalize rather than externalize them.
Yes, 100%. But when it comes to Russia, no, they're scared to death of Russia. The Chinese believe that Africa will fall in their hands. Now, if you read anything about Africa and China, you'll read the Chinese are all over the place in Africa.
I was going to bring that up. You're right.
It's like taking, they'll take whatever's given to them, but they're not going to go at it with a Vladimir Putin. They believe that a German-Russian axis will come out, and the huge Aryan expansion that's went on for five centuries will go into consolidation. In other words, we'll all be speaking German in Russia, or we'll be over there. They assume something like that's going to happen. They're very clever. They don't want war. They don't want war because God, heavens only knows what something like Putin would do, and he would have, you know, we're not talking about Eric Holder and Obama having to go to joint chiefs of generals with a bunch of neocon lackeys sitting there having to decide what to do with a bunch of Aryan handholders. You're talking about a single vision of the past and a single vision of the future, and they are homogenous. In their army, they're homogenous. All their decision-making facility is homogenous European in Russia, and they're going to have a totally different mindset. And we've seen what they did to Dickie Cheney and the boys. They mauled them across Eurasia. It hasn't even been a close call. So the Chinese pretty much have a lot of respect for the Russians on that account. No, the Russians would just tee off on them and be over with. That's what they think, at least. I don't know.
I think they'd be right in that case.
But they'll take whatever's given to them. I wouldn't be surprised if these people, most of you talk about the Hebrew fraternities like the ADL, the B'nai B'rith, they're all backed out of London. They're all Masonic fraternities. The Hebrew Brotherhood is backed out of London. That's why, I mean, when Putin pointed those SSA, he pointed SS-18s right at London when that stuff with Georgia went over. He pointed them right at London. I mean, they saw it. Everyone else on the planet saw it. The Chinese saw it. They commented about it. You know, he's not playing games with them. Mm. He's not, whoever's there, and by the way, these are the same guys behind the Federal Reserve. They're the same guys that, I'm a son of the American Revolution. The whole entire American Revolution was against the crown, which has nothing to do with the queen. It's a financial arrangement that came in with Cromwell. And, they're sitting right there. They know it. And, you know, who knows? But, that's where all this stuff leads to is London. You always trail everything back there.
I think there's a lot to be said for that. Tim, we got just a couple of seconds before our next break. Always a break here on RBN. But, we're going to take it. But thank you for calling in. We really appreciate it. And say hello to Bob for us. And we'll be back for everyone else right after these messages from our sponsors.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, and in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring a unique flavor that makes this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org today.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host at the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
Once again, welcome back to the show tonight, Saturday night, February 28th. James Edwards, Eddie Miller, Bill Rowland here with you this evening, and we're all just sitting around with our mug of hemp coffee, basking in the glow of hate on this snow-covered night in Memphis. I want to thank Tim again for his call, and for all the callers. We're going to try to go back to the phones for a few more minutes this evening before we run out of time. Our apologies in advance because we just won't be able to get to everyone. It's a good problem to have, though. Too many listeners. We love it. And remember, if you want to support our work like Tim is going to do, you can make a donation online tonight. Safe and secure and discreet. Discretion is important. ThePoliticalCesspool.org. Help keep this show on the air. Bill, I know you have a very important announcement, though, that we have to share with our listenership before we do run out of time a little bit later on.
Yeah, one quick thing about the history of the Far East. To understand the history of the Far East, study the history of Hong Kong and the influence of the Sassoon family there, and that will give you a big, wide view of what is happening in Far East now and its origins. Now, on to the next thing. There is a worldwide eruption over the comments made by a single bishop, Bishop Williamson, who currently is in England after having been bounced from country to country because of comments he made about the number of people who died in concentration camps in World War II. Now, this isn't Holocaust denial. This isn't, turning away from the horrors of a concentration camp. This is none of these things. This is simply questioning a number that is a historical enigma, as if many people want to call it that, of the number claimed of dead and the existence of gas chambers and so forth. This is not a crime. This is a historical debate. Yet Bishop Williamson was thrown out of Argentina for his views. He has been denounced by the Pope in Rome. He is an international villain for having a single interview on Swedish television where his views became public. And now he is in, I guess you'd say he's in semi-hiding in London right now. And we know where he is and we know who he's with. But certainly, without giving away too much, we want to try and get more of this story from the very source. And remember that this is a battle of the kind that Paul would have talked about, the Apostle Paul in the New Testament, the battle against principalities and against evil spirits and against antichrists and against the sons of Satan. Because this is a true battle between the Christian faith and the antichrist and those who would crucify Jesus Christ again if they could get their hands on him.
Amen,
now,
Bill.
You know, I know that, Christianity will prevail over this, but it's how we choose our battles in the struggle that matters. It's how we understand what's going on that matters. It's understanding that our loyalty and our faith in Christ is more important than the opinion of the world. And those of us who stand on our faith as Christians and not be, kowtowed and bowed down by the world and those who control the world, that matters. This is what's important right now, is that as Christians, real Christians, we stand together and we say that Bishop Williamson, whatever else he is a Christian, a professing Christian, and he deserves our prayers and he deserves our support, because those who are against him hate Jesus Christ, hate Christianity, and hate Western civilization. And they will do everything they can to destroy him because he is speaking the truth about them. And, debates over the Holocaust are really irrelevant in terms of historical significance. And whether you engage in those debates or not is purely a matter of intellectual and academic exercise, not of modern relevance. But nevertheless, there are those people who exploit this issue to drive other people into exile and to harass and harangue them all over the world. This man could go to prison because of one television interview. Now, that's the proportions we're looking at. Those same people who exaggerate the importance of concentration camps with regard to the history of World War II are the same people who are exaggerating a television interview to put a man in prison. Now, who are the totalitarian tyrants now compared to the ones they vilify from 1945? So, now these same people who would have proclaimed their own rights as far as freedom of speech and freedom of religion and their own claims of being persecuted for their faith and for their views are perfectly willing to persecute Christians for simply speaking out on an issue that is something that should be debated by historians and not something that should be cause for criminal action against a person.
Bill,
way to go, Bill. Way
remarkably
to go.
Well done. Bravo, my friend, and I appreciate you saying all that. And let me reiterate, because there's nothing I could add to what you just said, we have been in touch with the legal team that is counseling Bishop Williamson. They're grateful to have our support. In fact, one of the people is a friend of mine that I've known for a few years, and we are going to have an interview about this situation and ordeal forthcoming on the Political Cesspool radio program, so stay tuned for that. We will have a source from inside the Williamson camp on this program, and we're looking forward to that. This that we would allow this to happen to a fellow Christian and a fellow European American is a travesty, and unfortunately, many of our people are going along with the Zionist hit squad out against this guy. That's got to change.
You know, one thing too, James and Bill. Bill, you're absolutely right. If I'm not mistaken, Bill, even the International Red Cross agrees with the numbers that that bishop is, has talked about. Is that right?
That's at least historically is right. It's the same thing that, in 1958, that the Supreme Court of New York declared Anne Frank's diary, the Diary of Anne Frank, to be a fraud.
That's right.
But nevertheless, you know, this is a book that is held up as almost a Bible of Jewish experience, and yet it was declared a fraud by a court in the United States. I just got through reading a book by a German general named Heinz Guderian. And Heinz Guderian recounts all of his experiences in World War II. And I think he mentions the Jews twice, and he mentions concentration camps twice. Now, this was a man who held position in a very high position in the German government, who was not a lackey to Hitler, who had very strong opinions about Hitler and his failure as a leader. And yet, you know, he didn't seem to feel that history revolved around Auschwitz, even though he was tried as a war criminal and spent a few years in prison. He did not end up on the gallows. But, none of the leaders of World War II, none of the major generals, military leaders, political leaders from the Soviet Union to England to France, to the United States or Germany or Italy, made great mention or went into long explanations or recollections of the concentration camps. And for some reason, the only people who seemed to have died there were Jews, even though we know historically that Christians were sent to concentration camps, that Gypsies were sent to concentration camps, that Germans with views opposed to Hitler were sent to concentration camps, but somehow they are not victims. They just happen to be bystanders, apparently, in the concentration camps, whereas these other people were all the victims, every one of them. This is a sort of disproportion that all historians should question, not just people on the sidelines like Bishop Williamson or someone like David Irving, who also has to be punished for holding up a historical view that runs contrary to political necessities of today. So, this is the kind of thing that if everyone rises and questions it, the truth will come out. As long as the few who are willing to seek the truth are beaten down, then the many will accept a lie. And that's what's happening in this world, is that the few who will stand up and seek the truth are being persecuted to the point where no one wants to seek the truth. And that's a far more dangerous condition than any sort of persecution that went on in World War II.
And
the
this
whole world is unwilling to seek the truth, then the whole world is in trouble.
And, you know, certainly to the extent that we've suffered as some of the key proponents of this movement here in the United States in our capacity as host of this program isn't anything, isn't even a drop in the bucket compared to that of people like Ernst Zundel and Germer Rudolph and many of the others who are languishing away in prison right now. But don't we know it, Bill? I mean, we're not speaking due to lack of experience here. We know to some small degree what it's like to have to pay a price for speaking up, and it is very easy for others to be silenced and fall in line with the powers that be. And we're fighting every day to stop it, and people have got to grow a little bit more sturdy backbones. We need more people on this bandwagon because I tell you, the road that they're going to go down in silence is going to be the road to their own death.
Well, you know, and we don't even have a dog in this fight. Let's look at it this way. None of us speaking right now were alive when World War II was going on. We don't have a dog in this fight. We don't, as far as I'm concerned, I'm willing to take a neutral position and say, let the truth come forward and let's judge from the evidence. And that's what's being prevented. And that is an affront,
yeah,
an abridgment of free speech.
Right, and here's an even bigger problem, and I would agree with your assessment of that, but the problem is this politically correct dogma doesn't only apply to Holocaust discussions. It's every discussion which they, the proverbial quote-unquote they, deem inappropriate. And a lot of these things are relevant in our lives today, and a lot of them do affect us. But the same Marxist construct and shut-up words and stifling of debate that takes place on these issues happens with other issues, and it just goes on and on and on. The same punishments, I should say, apply.
It's the culture of critique in reverse. It is the Marxists use the culture of critique to tear down every bastion and every foundation stone of Western thought and tradition. And now it's in reverse. It's saying, we have built this and you can't question it because, you know, you're not going to be allowed to question this. You're going to shut up and we're going to tell you what to think.
Can you imagine
if that had happened when the culture of critique was in full operation, if we had simply grabbed them and said, you know what, you're insulting my country and you're insulting my ancestors and you're insulting my religion and you're just going to shut up. Or you're going to get out of here.
Now, see, that's what Eddie Bombardier Miller would do. That's what you would do to him, right, Ed?
You got that right.
Well, here's the thing. Listen, guys, more proof that you're right. There was a poll that went out. I mean, people just don't think for themselves anymore, or they are allowing themselves to be susceptible to lying to everyone else to make them believe that they're going along with the politically correct line. Listen to this. An online survey of 2,600 adults was conducted by what's the name of the establishment here? Harris Interactive. Anyway, they were polling the America's top five heroes. And Obama was number one, followed by Jesus Christ, who barely edged out Martin Luther King.
Damn.
Now, the last time they conducted the poll, The top five heroes were Jesus Christ, Martin Luther King, Colin Powell, JFK, and Mother Teresa. I mean, if you get these kind of answers, is that the best? I don't have a problem with Jesus being on there, but Obama and Martin Luther King being in the top three, America's got a big problem here.
Well, the numbers are skewed by the people who are the respondents. Now, if you ask a white person, who are your heroes, most would say, many would say Jesus Christ, but many would also say George Patton. Or in my case, I would say Robert E. Lee. Or someone else might say Adlai Stevenson.
Right.
But among blacks, the answers are going to be pretty limited to Martin Luther King and Obama. I mean, I don't even know if they know anybody else. And so you're going to have disproportionate numbers, just as they voted. You know, 97% of blacks voted for Obama. Well, the disproportionate answers affect the polls. So, you know, if we ask each other and ask all of our friends who their heroes were, we'd have as many different answers as we have friends. So, you know, that's the difference. Many blacks will say Jesus Christ because they're Christians. But, they don't separate Jesus from Martin Luther King by much distance. And so, you know, there's going to be a very limited number of answers from non-whites to that question.
At least Jesus isn't too far behind Martin Luther King in their book. Well, you know, James, also, I don't know if Bill listened to the show or not, but James, about two and a half years ago, we had a program on the cesspool, and we had some fellow on who was talking about, remember we talked about the largest concentration camps in the world were in Siberia. They were run by Jews, and they were killed mainly Christians. You know, there was millions of Christians killed by the Jews in the Second World War. You never hear a word about
Bill,
that.
Yeah, Bill, I guess this is, again, another fundamental elementary observation, but I appreciate you for bringing it up, Ed, because it certainly ties in right now. Why is that Holocaust overlooked?
You know, it doesn't mean a daggum thing. You know, another thing that kind of gets me...
The answer is because the victims don't control the media. That's why.
You know, in the Second World War, if the Jews, if we agree with them, say, okay, yeah, you were in the concentration camps, well, who the hell freedom? A bunch of, you know, lowly, unwashed Gentiles, just like in, you know, the American Lincoln's War.
And I think that's one of the things that Tim brought up, or one of us made an observation. We've had so many great callers tonight. I can't remember who said what, and it's not important. It might have been Craig Boddicker. But, yeah, I mean, you know, we were the bad guys for the white race, the whites.
Yeah.
White Gentiles were the bad guys for enslaving the Jews, but yet we're not the good guys
Absolutely, you know, right.
Freeing
them. Right. He did say that.
You know, it, again, Bill, it's a – Damned if you do, damned if you don't proposition. We can be guilty of everything, but not, there's no reprieve for us.
People, our own white brothers, so-called, freed the slaves during the Lincoln's War. How many times we heard credit for that? 600,000 whites killed in that war.
Yeah.
We've only got 30
seconds to break it, but again, you're on a roll right now, Bombardier. Another great point. We're so guilty for enslaving the blacks. We're told we enslaved the blacks, but yet, who freed them? Well, it was white Americans.
Sure the hell did. But, who brought them over here? The Jews.
Well, I think my family was in a different army.
Let
me tell you something.
Hang on, time out. Break time. When I say we, I'm talking about the race in general. Yeah, I didn't. Anyway, we'll fight the Civil War over again. I fought for the South. We'll be right back.
Political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Are you ready for the coming winter? Are you really ready for the diseases that have been cooked up for this year? Flu viruses, staph, even MRSA, or strep. Remember, flu vaccines are made from past year's viruses, not what's current and coming at you. Go to buyyoungliving essential oils.com, where you will find the top standardized therapeutic quality essential oils on the planet. Order and try out the body and environment safe Thieves product line. The antimicrobial essential oil blend, household cleaner, foaming hand soap, spray, throat lozenges, and many more. Use pure therapeutic grade essential oils because they are safe and many are extremely effective at killing any bacteria, virus, or fungus, and they never become resistant to these oils. At buyyounglivingessentialoils.com, you'll find out what it's really like to get your health back.
And now, let's return to the political cesspool with your host, James Edwards.
Only a couple of minutes left tonight. I want to offer my apologies to Wes, Robert, Vicky, John, and the rest of the people who tried to call in tonight, but we just didn't have time. We'd love for you to call back next week. I want to end the show tonight with some good news. We started it off with some good news 3 hours ago. It seems like 3 minutes ago. talking about the state sovereignty movement. But before I give you the good news to end on, Bill, I know you wanted to make a clarification from that last segment.
Well, real quick, let's remember that most Union soldiers were not fighting to free the slaves, and most Confederate soldiers were not fighting to keep them either. And that once the issue of slavery became the cause of the war, most Union soldiers were deserting or refusing to join. But the outcome is the same. The slaves were freed, and more than 600,000 died because of the influence of slavery on this country. And so I would like to remind all of those seeking reparations that you owe us for that.
All right. And of course, we're all good Confederates here in the cesspool, and we want that to be known as well. But listen, I got good news. We started off with the sovereignty movement 3 hours ago. Business Week magazine must be a racist publication. They have an article on the most affordable, lowest crime suburbs of 2009. And I noticed something odd about the list. First of all of these most affordable, lowest crime suburbs of 2009 had something common. They were all at least 80% white, most of them being over 95% white. And of the top 10 most affordable, lowest crime suburbs of 2009, you had cities like Mill Creek, Washington, Brandon, South Carolina, West Des Moines, Iowa, Fort Mill, South Carolina, South Weber, Utah, East Norrington, Pennsylvania, many cities you've never heard of before. But there in the middle at number 4 was our very own Bartlett, Tennessee.
Oh, home excellent.
James Edwards and Eddie the Bombardier Miller. Now, Winston and Bill still live in Memphis. I don't know what's going on there, but me and Eddie live in the White Flight area, and our little hub here, Ed Bartlett, is number 4 on Business Week's magazine, Most Affordable, Lowest Crime. Bartlett, Tennessee.
Wow.
Bartlett's making the list.
Well, we made a list for something, didn't we?
We make a lot of lists, but, you know, we're always told that racial diversity is a huge part of what makes communities great. But Business Week, according to these statistics, seems to think it's a lack of blacks and Hispanics, which creates safe, affordable, and vibrant communities.
James, do you mean that that Bartlett, Tennessee, the home of the political cesspool, is one of the safest, nicest places to live in the United States?
According to Business Week magazine, Bill.
And now, is that because you're celebrating diversity and multiculturalism and you put on, gay pride parades?
We're
is that the reason that you're
95% white. I don't know if that's diverse. We only got 15 seconds. We'll celebrate this off air. We're going to go out and have a party for Bartlett. Check out us. Check more out. Just go to the website. I can't even talk. I'm so excited about my little town here. ThePoliticalCesspool.org. Great having you back, Bombardier Eddie. On behalf of Winston Smith, Bill Rowland, and Eddie the Bombardier Miller, I'm James Edwards. We'll see you next week, everybody. God bless you and keep you and live life the way we do, without retreat, surrender, and apology.
Thanks for joining us tonight in the Political Cesspool. To learn more about us or to make a donation to help keep this program on the air, go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With recent international flight